migrants have been allowed into Egypt via the Rafah crossing. Azil Shurab is a Canadian national. She says there have been chaotic scenes there.
We came here today to the Egyptian borders hoping to leave Gaza, but our Canadian embassy didn't contact due to the bad network services. They can't contact us. We have a little hope to leave and save our lives.
Meanwhile, police in the West Midlands are looking for two men after boxes of live mice dyed in the colours of the Palestinian flag were reportedly thrown into branches of McDonald's. The fast food chain was apparently targeted because one of its restaurants in Israel donated meals to local soldiers. The COVID inquiries released more explosive evidence from Boris Johnson's former most senior adviser, Dominic Cummings. In it, he claims the ex-Prime Minister asked government scientists if blowing a hairdryer up people's noses could kill coronavirus. Earlier, a top civil servant in Downing Street during the pandemic, Helen McNamara, told the inquiry Mr. Johnson had no plan to deal with COVID.
There was a sort of de facto assumption that we were going to be great without any of the hesitancy or questioning. Unbelievably bullish, we're going to be great at everything approach is not a smart mentality to have.
The head of the Royal Air Force says he's appalled that women in the Red Arrows display team have been subjected to widespread sexual harassment. A report's found a bystander culture meant the problem went unchecked. Storm Ciarán is making its way towards southern and western England tonight. Some train operators are telling passengers not to travel tomorrow morning. Football, West Ham have taken an early 1-0 lead in their EFL Cup fourth round tie against Arsenal. Chelsea's home game with Blackburn is goalless. Scottish Premiership leader Celtic are goalless against third in the table St Mirren at the moment, and Rangers also 0-0 in their game with Dundee. That's the latest. I'm Tom Howrigan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Been your The Rembrandts, and I'll Be Here For You, the instantly recognisable theme from Friends. And we got the very sad news over the weekend that Matthew Perry, aka Chandler Bing in Friends, sadly passed away at the weekend. And, well, what can I say? As an actor, I really looked up to the Friends cast when I was growing up. You know, they really embodied their characters, and you know, I know kind of like sitcoms don't get the same level of acclaim as a lot of like big name dramas, and I can kind of see why, you know, but they're there for like purely entertainment value, and I always felt like the show did that, and you know, Chandler Bing was definitely a standout character. So Matthew, wherever you are, I hope you're at peace now. Tonight's show is dedicated to you. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and a round of curveballs. Coming up tonight, there's loads of gigs going on that I have to tell you about. Really looking forward to telling you about all of those and playing you lots of the acts that you can see playing live over the weekend. And we'll have a round of Chill with Nick for you and a round of other great music as well. Today is like the Halloween hangover. So yes, it's kind of like we've made it through a Halloween. Hopefully no one sprayed rice over your car or your house or anything like that. All we're left with is a couple of vaguely Halloween-themed songs. I mean, here's an old one that I dug out recently by the band Angerica called Trick or Treat.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
live on stage at the Dublin Castle, probably about now, or very imminently. That is Ultra Bloom, and a single of theirs, which came out earlier this year, and also features me playing a vicar in the video, just so you know. The track is entitled Doom Scrolling, and yes, they have been playing gigs up and down the country, and they've got a couple more coming up after this one. So yes, good luck to them tonight. The track you heard before that was Angerica and Trick or Treat. Does anyone remember them? They feature Michael Webster, who went on to be in Baddies and Asylums. And yes, that was a track of theirs that I heard. It's nearly 20 years old now. That particular version was from their 2006 album, There Are No Happy Endings. And I used to play it like every year around Halloween time, then didn't for years. And this year I was just like, you know what? I'm going to bring it back. And there we have it. I do recommend checking out that album if you can find it. If you want to get in touch with Curveballs tonight, if you want to tell us about what track soundtracked your Halloween, we are interested in it, particularly if it's like a non-obvious one. We did actually do a Halloween special a few years back. I think we might it might have fallen on Halloween itself, I think, that particular episode, and got lots of really good suggestions. So if you have one that you'd like to recommend us, heck, it's only a day late. Not too fussed about it being over already, and also we don't want to think about the C word in a month and a half just yet. It's over a month and a half, but you know what I'm talking about. Then you can do so via all the usual means. It's also the means by which you can get in touch if you've got a gig coming up that you're playing, promoting, or just going to and would like to give a shout-out, or any questions about the music or any other reason you want to get in touch. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. You can find us on the X Twitter site at @PhoenixFM. I'm on that as well, and all the other socials at Nickfield Media. We've also got a Facebook page, facebook.com/curveballradio, which you can leave us a like and send us a message there as well. We look forward to hearing from you. Next up here on Curveballs, I've been trying to fit in like comedy tracks where I can ahead of my my stand-up comedy debut, which is happening at a comedy showcase with Ultra Comedy at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green on the 19th of November. That's like 18 days away now, and I'm slightly nervous. So I've been fitting in like comedy tracks wherever I can, and yeah, it's just find it really interesting to be fitting in stuff where I can. And I'm going to play you a track tonight, once I can locate it. There it is. I'm going to play you a track from a comedy series called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And I think it's actually from a Halloween episode that they did. And I find that actually to be one of the most accurate scary records ever. Because it's kind of like how a lot of things can actually be scarier than creeps and ghouls and the like. I'll hand it over to the cast to tell you more.
You know, a lot of people are scared of cemeteries. You know, they come here spooked with thoughts of the undead, but what haunts people the most is their own past. Some people are scared of goblins and ghosts. They shriek at a raven perched on a post. Oh no, they cry, it's a spooky black cat. But there are so many things far more frightening than that. Like when I asked a woman I hadn't seen in a while how long she'd been pregnant, and there went her smile. Turns out she just gained weight. I'm so sorry, I said. And when that memory fills me with horror and dread, I do the cringe. Yeah, I do the cringe.
Oh
yeah.
More than a twinge.
The thought leaves me aghast, because nothing is as scary as what lurks in your past.
Banshees and ghouls can give a good fright, but that's not what keeps me up at night. I think about that time in bed with my ex, when I chuckled at his penis during sex.
She does a cringe.
It was a full-blown laugh.
She does a cringe.
It looked like a cute little puppet.
She does a cringe.
He went soft and cried.
And that was the night their relationship died. Whoa!
date I lost my wallet, so she would pay.
I hooked up with the bassist of Sugar Ray.
I got an angel tattoo on my upper thigh.
I gave my mother's eulogy completely high.
See, everyone has sins they want to wash away.
I came up with a town motto, live, work, play.
We do the cringe.
It was not my best work.
We do the cringe.
In fairness, I was also high.
We do the cringe.
Regret can be a blast when nothing is as funky as what lurks in your past. Fringe dance.
Real and metaphorically.
Wait, aren't you the guy who murdered me?
What?
Nothing. The cringe.
Patton Oswalt and the cast of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM with The Cringe. There was one word that should have been censored in that. I apologise. And, yes, I'll be doing a comedy show at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green in London on the 19th of November. Doors open at 2 p.m. The show kicks off at 3 p.m. And, well, I hope you can all come along. Check out ultracomedy.co.uk for the details on that event. And I've got linked in various places on my socials as well. The next track that I have for you is another spookily themed one for the Halloween hangover. This is a recent track from a band who joined us in the studio a few years ago. I think we'll have to get them back in sometime. This is Jimmy B and the Death Rattles.
Inside the fire lies the world with the ones you fear the most. Now your entire resistance lost to inferno overdose. Friends were always fine, the ones you need, just a little helping hand. So take a step back, hung your trample there, try to understand. The death's a place for you. That you'll be going to. So raise a roof up off the ground, spread destruction. Around you, these and demons, through the thoughts come with you drown. Yeah, there's a place for you. I'll be coming to you.
Brand new from Jimmy B and the Death Rattles here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Gates of Hell. Okay, we've done enough. I think we've done enough of the scary stuff for a while. Let's do some. Let's go for some music that's a little more laid back, I think. And the next track that I have for you is it's by a band that we played one track of theirs a few weeks ago, and there it is. And it's from a band who hail from Reading, and they've got some really good tunes on an album of theirs, which came out, I think, in September. This is Rocket Kings.
Zero gravity. She's a cosmic star. Radiation vibe. Beaming from afar.
One giant leap, but restlessly
She's going to Mars. Just a friend. She's going to Venus. Spacesuit on, protect the cosmic ray. Just navigate and turn the dials. 140 million miles from home now. She's going to Mars. Then she's going to Venus. She's going to Mars, then she's going to Venus. There's an atmosphere all over the ship. Yeah, she's going to Mars, representing the genus. In the name of science, it's a fantasy trip. Oh yeah, she's going to Mars.
Brand new from Rocket Kings here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with She's Going to Mars. Really like that track, and I haven't had all of the album yet, but I'm very much looking forward to giving all of that a listen. This is another band that I've been listening to a lot recently. Randomly just discovered them online. They're called Day Away, and this track is Ocean Blues.
Thank you.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it. But listen carefully to that sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had, what you lost, what you had, what you lost.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Say women,
they will come and they will go. When the rain washes, you'll clean, y'all know.
Y'all know.
Two tracks in a row here on Curples on Phoenix FM. First up, it was new from Day Away and a track entitled Ocean Blues. I've listened to a few of their tracks so far. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the album. And the track you just heard was Nick Cody, Taos, Corwin Zeckley and Harry Orme and their version of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, which, of course, we chatted to Nick Cody on last week's show. You can listen back to him chatting about that release at the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. Or if you're there right now, you just need to click anywhere it says Curveballs and it'll take you there. And you can listen back to all our recent shows, including all our recent interviews on there as well. The next track that I have for you, so we've just gone through Halloween and people are wondering until the next big holiday is. And, it's about 7 weeks away and we have our... and we have a big staff Christmas party. Oops, I said the word. coming up before that, which I think everyone is looking forward to more than the festive season anyway. All of which ties in very nicely with... the next track that I have for you by Young Atita called 7 Weeks and 3 Days.
FM.
Drag my
many times to explain. I couldn't take the pressure, I couldn't take another minute of pain.
Tracks in a row here on Curples on Phoenix FM. First up, it was Young Atita with 7 weeks and 3 days. I randomly heard that on one of the indie playlist channels on YouTube a few weeks ago, and really liked it. And it's a timely one because we're all thinking about seven weeks time. We're all scrub that. We're trying not to, I suppose, in some ways. I did buy an advent calendar today because, you know, they can't just be sitting in the shop for kind of like the whole of November, can they? So, yes, advent calendars, best thing about this time of year. Well, this particular time of year. When we get into December, maybe something will be different. And the track you just heard was This Circus Life and The Girl Called Cruel. This Circus Life have recorded a song for the festive season, but I've decided to spare you that this week and play it for you next week. It is coming out on the 13th of this month. So yes, that is your forewarning, and that's going to be the first festive song that I play this year. I'm making a specific point of that one being the first, but yeah, I wasn't going to play it today. So yes, that'll be coming up next week, and we'll be hearing lots more from This Circus Life very soon, no doubt. Okay, the next track that I have for you is a couple of names that you might not have heard in a while. Django Django featuring Jack Pignotte. This is their collaboration from Django Django's recent album. It's called No Time.
Hey, hey, hey. Stay.
Django Django and Jack Pignatte here on Curples on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs from Django Django's album that came out earlier this year, Off Planet, was a collaboration entitled No Time. On the subject of time, and maybe not necessarily having lots of it, we'll be looking at the next 7 days in gigs after this from the band who are going to be joining us in the studio next week. This is Stern John.
Time for learning. I know that you are churning. I have often been there. Get up and clean your teeth. Wipe the dust off the skirting. Whenever you are hurting, try to step forward.
Stern John here on Curples on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs, a recent single entitled Vultures. They joined us earlier in the year, and they'll be joining us back in the studio next week as well. So if you do like the sound of that, then do join us next Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Next up, on the subject of things that are coming up, we'll play you a few tracks from bands that you can see out and about on the live scene in the next few days. Starting off with a band who will be making what will be no doubt a triumphant return to Chinneries in Southend on Friday night. It is Roxy Red. ¶¶
okay, baby. Come in closer. I won't bite ya.
You're a lovesick, lovesick, Sony in a hot chick's lovesick, pretty boy. You're a lovesick, lovesick, Sony in a hot chick's lovesick, pretty boy. Lovesick, lovesick, Sony in a hot chick's lovesick, pretty boy. You're a lovesick, lovesick, Sony in a hot chick's lovesick, pretty boy. You're a lovesick, lovesick, Sony in a hot chick's lovesick, pretty boy. You're a lovesick, lovesick, sculling at this hot chick, lovesick, pretty boy.
Roxy Red here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Lovesick Pretty Boy. You can see them performing at Chinnery's in Southend on Friday night. Fallen Relic are also on the bill, and I think there's one other support band to be confirmed as well. Yes, indeed. Moving along to Saturday, a very busy Saturday night is coming up. It must be the start of the month. And among the many gigs that you'll be able to see, at the Fiddler's Elbow in Camden, they have another one of their Camden Rocks all-day gigs. And amongst others that you'll be able to see on the bill, it is our buddies in the Fires Below.